Kvod, our very, very esteemed guest speaker. I don't want to penalize anybody that came on time, so we're going to start on time, and Rav Shor has, Baruch Hashem, other obligations tonight, so we're going to start. During the Yemei Hadin, all the way from Elul, through especially Aseres Yemei Tshuva, every one of us, and I say especially speaking for myself, to myself, require Hisayrus. We're living in a world that's jaded, a world that unfortunately we simply don't know what Elul is, what Aseres Yemei Tshuva are. The Bali Musa, the Gedali Yisrael, the Gedali Adaris have been warning us for so many years that we forgot what it's all about. So when we have the great zechus and the great opportunity from hearing an Adam Gadol, so it's already for us a time that we have to give Hakaras HaTov to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for this opportunity. And I want to say very, very special Yashar Koyach to Rav Shor for taking time out of his very busy schedule to come here tonight and to speak to us. In case there's no time later, I do want to thank a number of people. Yisachar Goldberg worked very, very hard to put this evening together, and I want to say especially Yashar Koyach for his askanus, and to Yaakov Spinner and to Aaron Salomon for sponsoring the evening. David should help. It should be a gevaldig zechus for all of them and for their families in Meretz Hashem, for Gemach Chasiva, Chasim B'Toiva, and a good bench jar, as it is for all of us. I just want to read you two different lines from the Gaor Gedalio, the father of our speaker. The Gedalio, everybody knows, was Gedalio Shor, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, the Rishiv of Tarvadas, Bishbet Shalyan. Brings a mission of us, Rebmeir Hoyme Koloisig Betoyer Lishmo, Zeichel Udvarim Harbe. V'nasa Kamayin Amiz Gaber, Chonor Shein Apoisig. I wasn't really Zeich until now to hear Rav Shor in person. I heard a number of tapes. Mamish, I was in a spoil. Even without seeing him, from everything that I heard, and the definition that I felt was, this is a Mayan Amis Gaber. So listen to what his father said about a Mayan Amis Gaber. If you see a Talmud Chacham that is a Mayan Amis Gaber, he is an unending source of Torah. Afshi Yesh Le Kishroinus Gedoylem, he has many talents and many good traits. That's not his kishrinus, that's not his talents, that's not his genius. When I saw this, that's a raya, that's the greatest testimony that a person is loy mitar lishma. Normally we don't know who's loy mitar lishma. How would one know? Only the Rebbeinu Shlom knows. But if somebody is a mayanam is gaber, that tells you that he learns tar lishma. That already would make me want to hear him. And then, I'm just going to close with this. Rav Gedalio Shor Zatzal writes in another place, there are families, not just individuals, that was given over to them, when we say Man Malchi Rabbanon, the royalty of Klal Yisrael. A person that has his own milus, and then he has his zechus avos as well. Avram Shor Zal Gesund und Stark Sein is the Rav of Kahal Teferes Yaakov in Flatbush, in Brooklyn, our neighbor, but he's become really very much of a Rebbe to all of Klal Yisrael through his shiurim, through his influence, through the media that we use to spread Torah, that Baruch Hashem is the only reason that that media has any really modicum of existence, is to spread Torah. Any justification at all is for Rav Shor's Torah. So for us over here in Cedarhurst, and particularly our shul, the Red Shul, Kal, this our Kol HaKadosha, it's really a very, very great covet to present to you and to listen to Harav Avram Shor Zal Gesund Shein.
Shus Hamar Das Vishlite, Shus Hatziba Achoshuf. I think it's appropriate to start with the Lashon of Rambam, which will give us a little bit to understand the chshivus of the days that we are standing in on Maseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva, Afo Pisha Tshuva Vatsa'oka Yofa Le'olam. Even though Tshuva and the Tsa'oka of Tvila of a Baal Tshuva is something that's always a very nice thing, but in the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yofa Hi B'Yoseh. It's one lashon the Rambam says. It's Yofa B'Yoseh. The Rambam adds three words. Umiskabeles Hi Miyad. The Tshuva is accepted Miyad. Right away it's accepted. Shenema, because it says in Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzeh. Then the Rambam says that it's only by a yochid, but a tzibur that's tzoyek b'leiv sholem always has the maila of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's tzoyek and divrei Rambam. The Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Kotler, both ask, what does the Rambam mean to say that the tshuva is miskabeles miyad? If we're acquainted with the tvilis that we say Yom Kippur, Ne'ila, we say that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yemina Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants tshuva from every person. The Rebbeinu Shalom Yoshev Miyad Yekabel, it says in Pasuk. What does it mean that now that the tshuva is Miskabel is Yemiyad? What is this different than any day that you do tshuva, the tshuva is Miskabel? Why does the Rambam say that in these 10 days the tshuva is Miskabel is Miyad? What does the Rambam mean to explain? And Rabbi Kotler says something that truly, if we would understand the Matana Gedele that Rabban is giving us by this word, we would be Moli Simcha from it. Let us be Magdim. A Gemara Masechet Yuma. The Gemara Masechet Yuma tells us, and that Peivov, a Beraisa of Rabbi Yishmael, that there are Dalid Chilukei Kapara. That Tshuva does not help right away. Tshuva with Yom Kippur doesn't help, the Gemara says. It depends what the Aveira is. If a person does an over on a mitzvah sasei, then he does tshuva, take it from Yadi as a kapara. On a lois esse, he needs Yom Kippur. On a mitzvah bezgen, he needs Yisurim chas v'sholom. On chilul Hashem, nothing helps except for misa. That's dalut chalukei kapara. It's four different steps of kapara. The Rambam brings it in Perek Aleph Milchus Tshuva. And the Rambam says that afo pi the tshuva helps, but not always is it miskabel miyad, it's miskabel achazman, it needs something else to be added on to it. It needs either yisurim, it needs chasr shalom misa. There are things that are needed that the tshuva should be miskabel. Let us take the last thing that the Rambam says, that the Gemara says, chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem in our eyes is something that we talk about kiseida, when somebody opens up a newspaper and sees, like Rachman al-Tzlam, we see from time to time that somebody from Klal Yisrael was caught doing something that's connected to Torah or connected to law, we say that the person did a big chilul Hashem because it was chilul the Shem Shemayim by the Goyim. If we think deeper, if a person thinks what happened in Yishalayim HaKadosh 30 days ago, 2.5 weeks ago, if a person hears that Yishalayim HaKadosh, the number two bus, came back from the Kosel, and on the way back from the Kosel, people, adults, children, women, were killed in such a brutal way by terrorists, what does the world say? Ayeinoy lekeim, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? How can it happen to Klal Yisrael, that are the chosen people, coming from the Kosel Maravi? How could this have happened? It was Neschalul, the Shem Shamayim, in the whole world. If a person would realize, besides the tragedy that happened, the Chilul Hashem, how the Neschalul Shmei Yisbarach was in the world, when such tragedy happens, the person would realize what a tragedy it is, what kind of Chilul Kivet Shamayim there is. When it happened, something that I don't think in all the years of Golus such a tragedy ever befell Klal Yisrael. That a kala a night before she went to her chuppah, went to a different chuppah, went to a chuppah in Gan Eden. It was a big chilul Hashem The Shem Shamayim was Neschal in the world. Who's at fault in Neschal Hashem? Every one of us is at fault in Neschal Hashem. Every Yid in the world is at fault. Nechassar in Tefillah, Nechassar in Maisim Tevim, Nechassar Shalom, the Hepach of Maisim Tevim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to bring such a wake-up call to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says about the true Chilul Hashem is when a Yid, a Ben Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, does an Aveira in front of 10 people, Asarim Yisrael, that's called a Chilul Hashem. When a person does an Aveira B'Tzibur, 10 people see a person does an Aveira, it's called a Chilul Hashem. All of us, every single person, if he starts being misbeinen in his life from the last year, from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur, nobody can say that his life is void of doing an Isser Deraiso and Isser Derabanan Mifnei Asarim Yisrael. And the Rambam says, that's Kepaskin to Gemara, the Rambam Paskin to La Locha, the Chilul Hashem, Tshuva doesn't help. You need Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim, you need Chas V'Shalom, Misa to be Mechaper and Chilul Hashem. How do we give the Chaneitze when we are Mizbeinen what Chilul Hashem means and that nobody is clean of Chilul Hashem? Svarim, try to make life easier. The Milchus Chinuch and Parshas Nosei, in the Mitzvah of Vidui, the last piece of Milchus Chinuch says that tshuva mayahava, you don't need talit chalukei kapara. That a person does tshuva mayahava, you don't need talit chalukei kapara. Now what means tshuva mayahava? What is the true explanation of tshuva mayahava? What means tshuva mayira? What means tshuva mayahava? The Sfasemes gives it to explain in something that every single person can understand. A concept that's very easy to understand. What the dard of tshuva meyira is, that zdoinis nasli kishkogis, what tshuva meyahava is, that becomes the chuyas, that the mitzvah becomes, daveri becomes a mitzvah. Do you know what means daveri becomes a mitzvah? Know what means daveri becomes a mitzvah? We say twice a day, l'dovet Hashem oiri, we say a pasik, and we don't even realize what we're saying. Achat sha'alti meis Hashem, shivti beveis Hashem, kol yemei chayel. What is this bakasha? The Chassam Sefer says in Parashas Kiseitze that the explanation of this bakasha is that when a person does tshuva meyahava, no more, no less, that a person that will end to the worst place that a person could imagine going. A person went to a mokim that everybody understands is a mokim Isra, a mokim Aveira, a mokim Turfa. And the person does tshuva meyahava and will come to the Mishpat and Shamayim, and the Yetzirah will come and bring a picture where the person walked into such a Beis Aveira. Look what this person did. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo will say, he didn't walk into a Beis Aveira, he walked into a Beis Medrash. Because he did Tshuva Me'ahava and it became a Beis Medrash, that Aveira that he did. Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayoi, every minute of my life became a shifti Beis Hashem because I did tshuva me'ahava. I turned over the Aveira to become a mitzvah. I turned over the worst Aveira to become a mitzvah. Every kizayis of Davar Acha, every kizayis of Chazah becomes a kizayis of Matzah. That's what tshuva me'ahava means. What is the concept of tshuva me'ahava? The Sasemis explains. Tshuva me'ira means person is afraid of the ancient of the Aveira. He's afraid, he knows what he went through. Every person knows we live in a life that there isn't a person who could go through today's day and age, today's world, and say he comes out clean. Nobody. Everybody is affected. So the Pasuk can tell him, Vayis'orvu bagoyim, vayilmedu maseyim. Everybody knows diktuk, that the Pasuk should say, Vayis'orvu bagoyim, vayilmedu Nimaseyim. You learn from their actions. There's a sefer from one of Talmid HaBaal Shem that says that the Pasuk doesn't say Mimaseyim. Because you don't go learn. Nobody wants to learn Mimaseyim. It's a process that happens by itself. Vayisorvu b'goyim, vayilmudu maseim. We get affected by what happens around us, whether we want or we don't want. Every person is affected by what happens around them. Every person is affected by atmosphere that is so polluted by things that are connected to Asteira, connected to Ashkofas Ateira, connected to Derech Ateira. A person knows that's going to affect his life. It's going to affect what the Rebbeinu is going to be mashpi on him. Comes to Rosh Hashanah, comes to Yom Kippur. He looks around, he has children, he has grandchildren, he wants they should grow up well. He looks around at his family, he looks around at himself. Person knows that's a Yom Adin, he's afraid. So he's doing tshuva because he's afraid of the concept of what's going to happen because of the averus that he did. That's Yira Sa'inish. Tshuva may have something else completely. Tshuva may have something that is so far from our asoga, from my asoga. Tshuva may have, as Hashemah says, let us explain simple language. Somebody has something that he wants. He has a very big tshuka. I don't want to give any examples. Something that his heart desires. It's locked behind a lock. It's locked behind a door. It's locked behind a key. Person has to break through the door to get to it. So his desire is very strong. Nothing can stop him. Nothing will stop the person. The person will break anything that's in his way to get to this thing that he has a desire. Tshuva mayahava means that in the Yid there should be such an ahava to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to live the life of his karvus to Hashem, and he knows that every single aveira that a person does is merachakim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every single aveira he does makes him far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He can't even margish that the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. His life becomes more void and void and void from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he does tshuva, because that is the mesach hamavdol, that is the wall between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aber niseichem avdilim bein Hashem v'bein eichem. That is the concept of the tshuva me'ahava. I do tshuva. Why? Because I have a moedik ahava to Hashem Yisbarach. The ahava, the tshuka to Hashem Yisbarach is so big, and I know that all the avodas I did are not going to let me come to Hashem Yisbarach. That means tshuva me'ahava. We need a long way to come to feel that ahava to Hashem Yisbarach, because as the Semes writes in a different place, how can a person that does chatam feel that ahava to Hashem Yisbarach? How can I get to tshuva me'ahava if I'm from far away? It doesn't start. So this minchas chinuch eitzah, that tshuva me'ahava could save us in dalet chaluki kapara, is not a lamaisa dika eitzah for us in today's day and age, which is only for yechidim that can get to tshuva me'ahava. So we need an etzah, how to save ourselves from dalet chaluki kapara. Truly, on this minchas chinuch, the Bnei Soscha writes in Tishrei that the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that tshuva me'ahava you don't need dalet chaluki kapara. He didn't find any Gemara. In fact, there are Gemaras that say differently. But the Chida writes so, Timichis Chinuch writes so, other Kadmonim writes so. So there's a Bezen Shalmata that paskened like that. And the Bnei Soscha said, if Bezen Shalmata writes that way, then Bezen Shalmala also paskened that way. That's on Tshuva Me'ahava. In today's day and age, we have to have our Bezen should say a Chiddush, to be Mechadish, how we could get away with Al Chalukei Kapara and turn around our lives. That Chiddush says in Rabban Kotler, who everybody knows that Bizmanenu, he was the vehicle of bringing Torah to America. So we understand that in Shemayim, his psak is also a psak, that Bezen Shalmata can be Mechayev Bezen Shalmala. And he says that the Rambam is saying, let us hear a beautiful diik in Rambam, such a beautiful diik. What does the Rambam say when he explains Dalet Chaluki Kapara? Tshuva helps, but it's miskabeles la'achar zman. When? Yom Kippur for Alav, Yisurim for Mrs. Bezden, Chas v'Shalom Misa for Chilul Hashem. It's miskabel la'achar zman. What is the other side of miskabel la'achar zman? What is the opposite of miskabel la'achar zman? Miskabeles miyat. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, the mile of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if a person does Tshuva and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, The tshuva is miskabelas miyad. He doesn't need yisurim. He doesn't need anything. He has tshuva right away without alut chaluki kapara. Tamuridiki matana. Tamuridiki simcha. When a person is margish, what aseres yimei tshuva mean? What aseres yimei tshuva is given to a person the opportunity to do tshuva and not to have the alut chaluki kapara. And a person realizes what that means, that the aseres yimei tshuva is. And a person changes his whole life knowing the matana that Aseres Yemei Tshuva is for him. But even after hearing such a chiddush, all of us are not moved the way we should be moved. Why not? Because the Yetzirah has a vehicle called Yish. The Yetzirah has a vehicle of bringing into a person to lose hope. The Rebbe from Lublin said something which every person realizes the truth of it. That the Yetzirah is more interested in the Atzmus and in the Yish after the Aveira than the Aveira itself. The Yetzirah has more Revach, more profit from that a person gives up hope after he does the Aveira than the Aveira itself. Because that's what the Yetzirah wants. The Yetzirah wants that the person should say, I lost my opportunity, I anyway lost everything, I anyway fell through an Aveira. I can tell you many instances of Bachram who the Yetzirah took hold of them and they fell through Le'eleinu with a Shver Aveira. And they went to Bais Medrash at night and they pulled out a sefer from the Svarim Shank, not knowing what they pulled out. And they opened the sefer and suddenly they saw in the sefer how bad the Aveira was. Who brought them to open that sefer? Not the Yetzer Tov. That was the Yetzer Hara that was mamtzi them that sefer to show them, you lost your Olam Haba, you lost your opportunity to do tshuva. It's the worst Aveira that exists. Because he wants to take away from a person his ability to strengthen himself. We all know that Shivan and Alev is a Murdiki Madrega. Alev Nishbar, the Pasuk says, Lev Nishbar v'nitke l'kim l'sivze. Svarim it says that Shofar is begamatri Alev Nishbar, with the two words. That's the Tachlis, Lev Nishbar. And Atzvus is a terrible thing. What is the difference between the two? Where does it separate Lev Nishbar, Shivan and Alev, from Atzvus? The Vaditshva says, it's brought down something that a person could realize what Atzus is and what Shivan Alev is. What is the Nekuda that bothers a person? Shoyrish Atzus, the Gura writes in Eben Shleima, is Gaiva. Why is Shoyrish Atzus Gaiva? The person imagines himself, I am on this top level. I'm so much higher than the Aveira. How is it that I, such a chashuv person, was able to do the Aveira? It must be I'm not chashuv. And the person falls into Atzus. The person is bothered that he got ruined. This big ani that he has was ruined by the Aveira. And that's why the person falls into Atzus. Shivan and Alev is when a person realizes what an Aveira does to the world. When a person realizes what an Aveira does in Olam Yisrael Yonim, when Aveira made Kalya's Neshama, when an Aveira ruined so much, that's Shivan and Alev. And the Vaditshva says, depends what a person does. And every person knows by himself that when a person falls into Atzvus, he goes into bed, he doesn't get up in the morning, he'll ask anybody, what is the first simon of somebody that gave up hope? It's hard for him to get up in the morning. He lays in bed hours on end doing nothing. He lazies around. Shivan and Alev brings that a person should be moisif in Avodas Hashem. I did something wrong. I broke something, so I have to fix it. That's Shivan and Alev. Atzus is when you give up hope. Shivan and Alev is when you're moisif in Avodas Hashem, knowing what you have to fix, knowing what you have to make better. That's the difference between Shivan Alev and Atzvus. Because the difference is, in Yiddish, Ich hab Kalje gemacht, Ich hab Kalje geworden. I became ruined or I ruined. Atzvus means I became ruined. Shivan Alevis means I ruined something, I broke something, and I have to fix it. That is the difference in Shivan Alev and Atzvus. And the Yetzirah wants to bring the person Atzvus. The Yetzirah wants to bring to a person to give up hope that he has no possibility to change himself. And a person has to realize the Kriyches HaNefesh that a Yid has. The person has to realize what degree the Kriyches HaNefesh a Yid has. I want to tell you over a story. Now, I usually don't say stories, but I think that this story will teach every single person to what degree a Yid has Kriyches HaNefesh. There's a Russian boy who learned in Sinai Academy, who grew up in a house void of Torah and Yiddishkeit. Void of Torah and Yiddishkeit. He went to Sinai Academy for 3 years. He decided after 3 years being in Sinai Academy that he's going to learn a year in Eretz Yisrael. That was a year ago, Elul Tavshin Samach Beis. He went and borrowed from a Magid Shir, from a Rebbe in Sinai Academy, $1,000 to buy a ticket and go to Eretz Yisrael. The boy was not a Talmud Chacham. The boy was a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in the smallest sense that you could say a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And he went to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he walked in to the airport in Eretz Yisrael to check himself in, to go through customs. And he looked around the airport in Eretz Yisrael and said to himself, I heard it from the boy himself, and the boy works in this neighborhood. And he told me, I walked in there and I saw that the Nesiyonos in Eretz Yisrael are going to be worse than Avenue J and 13th Avenue. The Nesiyonos are going to be worse. I'm not going to be able to hold myself back from things that held myself back in America. I'm going to fall. Very good. So he made that cheshbon. We all make that cheshbon. Day in and day out, we make cheshbonis that maybe it's not good for us. Maybe it's not good for our Yiddishkeit. Do you know the gevurah of this child, what he did at 18 years old? He took himself, took his petlach, and walked up the steps upstairs in the airport in Eretz Yisrael and took a plane back to America without stepping out of the airport, without seeing Eretz Yisrael in front of his eyes. An 18 years old, a boy that never was brought up in the ways of Torah, that knew from the Rebbeinu Shleilam 3 years in his life, had Gevuras HaNefesh to understand what is Nisyonis, what he can do and he can't do. We all said Rosh Hashanah, a tefillah which every person sheds tears. Emes, Adam Yisraeli Me'afar V'Seifei Le'afar. Emes Ki'atu Yitzram V'Atu Yedeya Yitzram. You are the one who created them and you understand their Yetzara. Ki heim basa v'dom. So I opened up a machsa meferish. What does it mean, ki heim basa v'dom? So the machsa meferish tells me that I was right, simple pshat. Ki heim basa v'dom, they are only basa v'dom, they are mole taivis. They're flesh, blood. They're human people with all kind of retainers, all kind of temptations, all kind of nisyanis. So you know that they're boss of Adam, so be meichel them. I thought to myself when saying this, we asked the Rebbeinu Shleilam to remember that we're boss of Adam, but we forget that we're boss of Adam. We put ourselves sometimes into such nesiyonos achayim, we put ourselves into such kind of sakonos that we forget that we are only a boss of Adam and we can't withstand these nesiyonos. We take chances with our lives. We take chances with our Yiddishkeit sometimes, forgetting that we are boss of Adam. And if we want, the Rebbeinu Shleilam should say, Ki heim boss of Adam, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam should take our avarice and forget them. Then we have to also remember we're boss of Adam. We also have to remember how weak we are, how weak our gufim are, how much the temptations are, and we can't go on the brink and not fall through. And here we have the gvura of a Yiddish kind. And that's Dover Shiyotam in Aklal Lamed al Aklal Kula Yotza. This one Bacher is a Lamed al Aklal Kula Yotza. That every Yid has this Gevura. Every Yid has the Gevura to say no. Every Yid has the Gevura to say, to realize that I can't be over this. I can't go into this Nisayan. This Nisayan is too much for me. This place is too much for me to withstand. This work is too much for me to withstand. This trip is too much for me to withstand the temptations. If a person would realize that, a person would be a lot better. But a person has to realize the kedusha of a yid, the gevura of a yid, how much a yid has a koyach. The truth is, there is one pasuk that if we remember that pasuk, we'll remember everything. The Torah says, "Bonim atem l'shem alekeichem." The Seder Aveda says on this pasuk that the Rebbeinu Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, the pasuk in Mishle, "Musar Hashem b'ni altemos." So the Seder Aveda says, "Musar Hashem." You know what the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Musar" to Klal Yisrael. There are many ways to say Musar. The Rebbeinu Shalom says a Musar which everybody can accept. The Rebbeinu Shalom says a Musar which every Yid could accept. One word the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, "B'ni, you are my child. You are Ben Melech, you are a child of the Rebbeinu Shalom." Altimos. Altimos means don't take your purity, don't take your Maila, don't be Memaisit. A Ben Melech doesn't go play with the peasants in the mud, because he's a Ben Melech. And if a Yid will remember he's a Ben Melech, he won't have to know where it says in a Chaim and an Ebenezer and Yeredeya and a Cheshimishvet, what is Mutar and what is Asa. But a Yid will remember he's a Ben Melech and have a Shaila in Hilchis Ribis when he's at business. And he won't know if it's Mutar or it's Asa. From a Shaila in Hilchis Ribis. When a Yid will have a Shaila when it's Asa or Mutar in Cheshimishvet, if you're allowed to take such money, if you're not allowed to take such money, Toys Akum, Gzeilis Akum, Ramos from Akum, I won't know if it's Mutter or Asa, he won't have to know that Seven Bera Gaila in Simishim. Remember something, I don't remember exactly which Simishim Bera Gaila is. That a person that takes Toys Akum will never be Matzlich with the money. And Harvey also can, they didn't see no Atzlach with the money, and they didn't see good children from the money. And whoever is Pershimit has an avtocha, they'll have good children. I know a uvda of a person who didn't have children for 7 or 8 years, and he had a shaila in a bank that money was deposited into his account without knowing that there was no way that it was able to be traced. And he went and asked the dayan in the shaila, and the dayan told him, "You don't have children. And if you have a zgula to have children, if you'll be able to go to the Be'er HaGoyle now and get a Barocha, you would get a Barocha." And the Be'er HaGoyle said that if you perish from Toys Akum, you'll have children. Be perish and you'll see that the Be'er HaGoyle's Barocha will be Mekuyim, and the person had a child a year later. But when the person realizes that I am better, I'm a Ben Melech, I'm the Rebbeinu Shalom's child, he doesn't have to know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Shaila of Yichud, he doesn't have to know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Mutter, it's Asa. Because a Ben Melech doesn't need that to tell him the Mutter and the Asa. Ben Melech knows that a Ben Melech does what a Ben Melech does, and he has a higher lifestyle of Ben Melech. That's the fifth Shulchan Aruch that everybody was talking about all your life. You heard there's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. The fifth Shulchan Aruch has one word, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And we don't have emuna that we're bonim atam l'shem alekeichem. We forget that we're bonim atam l'shem alekeichem. We don't have emuna in ourselves. We don't have emuna in our koiches hanefesh. Bonim is begematria 102. Very simple gematria. Emuna is also begematria 102. Because if you want to know what emuna a yid has to have, he has to have the emuna that is bonim atam l'shem alekeichem. He has to remember that he's bonim l'shem alekeichem. And we remember that he's a ben melech. He'll remember what kind of shtarkat he has, what kind of oiz he has. Hashem oiz lama yitain. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave every yid an oiz, a gvura to be mizgaba on any nisoyin that there is. The Chidushirim said, I saw a letter from the Beis Yisrael, Zechar Nevracha wrote, that he heard from his father, Bishem the Chidushirim, Adova Nifla. The Miwara says in Masechet Kiddushin, Ein evidivri noyeg elo bizman shayoyvul noyeg. In a time when there's no Yovel, there's no Parsha of Eved Ivri. What do we learn from that? There is no Avdus unless there's Cheirus. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't bring Avdus if you don't have a way out of it. That means that every Nesoyin that a Yid has, every Nesoyin, the worst Nesoyin, the hardest Nesoyin, Nesoyinis that burn like fire, Nesoyin is that it sometimes seems that it's impossible for me to be goyver on this Nesoyin. But if we have these Nesoyinis, then we have such kind of neshamas that we keep it goyver under the nesiyonis. Everybody talks how bad the dirt is. Like the Rav said before, what kind of bad world we're living in. But let's look at the other side of the coin. If the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us in such a bad world, that means that we have the ability to be misgabar on all this bad. That means we have the ability to be able to overcome all of it. So do you realize how chashev we are? Do you realize why we will be the ones to be zeichet to be mekabel pnei Mashiach? We ask a kasha, all of us ask a kasha, our children ask us that question. The Shagasayir, Rabbi Kivege, the Ktesachation, the Nesivis, the Baal Shem, the Gra, they weren't mekabel Mashiach, and we will be mekabel Mashiach. How is that possible? Because we have a schus. We live in the most filthy generation that there was from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. That there are Mabel, that there are Flogger, that there are Enosh, all together. And we have the courage to be misgaven on it. We have the courage to come out and bleed, stay up in Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, to come into a Besmedesh in Kivei Ashiurim, to come into a Besmedesh to Davon. We have a misgaven, we fight. We fall, but we fight to go back up. We're living people. Avshalom of Olba once said, we take an electrocardiogram. The person is not alive, it's a straight line. If the person is alive, it goes up and down. Person that has nesiyonis in life, he goes up and he goes down, he has nesiyonis, sometimes he falls, sometimes he goes up. He's fighting a war, he's a living person, he's a living Jew. A person that's not fighting and he's a straight line, that person, Yiddishkeit, is dead by him. We are the generation that the Rebbeinu Shalom has as such a nachas ruach from our machom in the Yetzirah, from our fight in the Yetzirah. We open up a rekeach and we see it says in the rekeach that a person has to do tshuva if he did an aveira, for this aveira 84 taneisim, for this aveira 100 and so much taneisim. The Nedib Yehuda in Chelek Aleph Simel Amedei has a tshuva on a person that was over on Issei Shishish. And he brings in the beginning of the tshuva that there's an inyan of taneisim, and he says all these taneisim don't say in the Gemara. The Me'ari Yehuda uses a lashon that svaris kreisiyos, boich svaris. So I would think that if you go further than the Yehuda will say he doesn't have to fast. It's a machaya. The Yehuda finishes the tshuva and tells him that he has to fast 3 times a week. One day he has to fast laila v'yom, and 2 days he has to fast a yom. That's what the Yehuda says after he makes away the whole inyan of taneisim. Why don't we have to fast? Why don't we have to fast for every aveda that we do? At least the winter taneisim, at least the winter days. My father, Zichron Levracha, once told me that in the winter days it's not a kunst to fast every Monday and Thursday. 4 o'clock is 4:30, the shkia, 5:30. So you skip lunch, what's the problem? So he just told me, derech agav. So why don't we fast? Why is it that we don't fast? I heard from the Amshon of the Rebbe, the Chayin of Racha, Adav Anif Lahad Mirit, in the times of the Rekeach and the times of the Neid Biyuda, to do an Aveira was a very hard thing. Person lived in a shtetl. Person lived in a dorf, they lived 150 Eden was a lot. There was one besmedrish. Person didn't show up for davening one tefillah. His friends came to visit him to be vakecheilem. Where were you? The person to do an Aveda, to see something that was connected to Torah, the person had to go look for it. The person to do an Aveda, to be over, even as Shmir Seinayim, the person had to go under someplace in the underground to do an Aveda. Today, if a person rides on a highway and doesn't shut his eyes and read billboards, the person automatically sees what he's not allowed to see. The person opens a newspaper to read news officially, and he opens the paper, his eyes can become a tummy just from one page in the newspaper. Just riding down the street and looking at the store windows, you can go off the Derech HaTorah. The Me'averis are right in front of your eyes. Amalek Zeiten, we were taught, don't pick up your eyes, go with your eyes down to the floor. And what happened in today's day and age that they throw papers on the floor, molly, schmutz, and when you go on the floor, you look down, you see the same thing when you look up. There isn't where to go in today's day and age. So the Amshon of the Rebbe said, Adova nifla ad mi'id. When it was hard to do an Aveira, it was hard to do tshuva. Because the Aveira was meant, the person went and did an Aveira. So the person had to do tshuva. But today that the averus are under our feet and the averus are done, not because the person wants to do an avera. There's no yid that wants to do an avera. Chas v'shalom. But the person is tempted. The person is graced by the yetzahara. Do you know that the Maram says in Shabbos, Tav Dalet, the Maram of Lublin writes in Pshat Nateisris, he said, Tav Gimel and Tav Dalet in Shabbos, that when a woman Chef is a man to be going him to do an aveira, the person is an oinus. That's the Maram writes. What are we? We're not oinsim in today's day and age. A person has to watch himself. A person mechuyev to watch himself. But we are oinsim in today's day and age in the life that we live in. A person has to elevate himself higher than that. Therefore the tshuva is so easy. Therefore today we don't have to fast to do tshuva. Therefore the Rebbeinu Shlomo Makabal easy tshuva from us. And therefore a person has the ability to turn his life over. A person has the ability in these days of tshuva. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells us that he's dear Shu Hashem b'imotzei. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is here under our eyes, right here by us. He closes himself down and miskabelus miyad. The tshuva tonight, a person does tshuva. He can be miskabel with tshuva right away. He can change himself if it's a true tshuva. A person has to use this time. And befrat, a person is truly mizbeinen. That the way the world looks today, it can't go on too much longer. Not the tzuras that Klal Yisrael has, not the tzuras that are in Eretz Yisrael, not the tzuras that are in Chutz Laretz, not the chilim that are in Klal Yisrael, not the chesaron and panosa that are in Klal Yisrael, not the tzuras that Yidden have with their children going off the Derech HaTeireh, not the tzuras that are in Shiduchim with children. The tzuras are so great in Klal Yisrael. It can't go on a lot longer. Mashiach is around the corner. We tell the person that he has to be good for always. It's hard. If you tell a person, Ot Mashiach is coming, Chaparayan, and do tshuva, it's much easier to do tshuva. And today you could easily say a person, do tshuva, because Ot, it's around the corner. We hear already the Kol Shofar of Mashiach. And around the corner will be Zeicher, to be Zechzenu Einenu, B'Shuvcha Letziyem Berachimim. And if we want to be Zeicher that, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us a Bereira of Aseret Yimei Tshuva V'Yom Kippur, to do Tshuva, to turn around our life, to turn around our houses, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll all be Zeicher B'Ezes Hashem, to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach, V'Meherah B'Yameinu, and to have a Gemar Chsi Metoy, and a good Givenshtiyah.
Amen.